Why do Himalayan villagers without electricity radiate more joy than wealthy Americans with every convenience? This paradox reveals something profound. Genuine happiness isn't found in circumstances, but cultivated within. Most of us chase the myth of "I'll be happy when," believing the next promotion, relationship, or purchase will finally deliver lasting contentment. Yet research shatters this illusion. Americans' personal income has increased 2.5 times over 50 years, with zero corresponding happiness gains. Even more startling, 40% of Forbes' wealthiest Americans report less happiness than average citizens. Once income exceeds $12,000 annually, additional money produces virtually no happiness increase. The breakthrough insight? We each have a happiness set point, 50% genetic, 10% circumstantial, and 40% determined by our habitual thoughts, feelings, and actions. That 40% represents our power to reprogram happiness itself. Imagine living from happiness rather than for it, bringing joy to experiences instead of extracting it from them. This isn't naive optimism, but neuroplasticity in action, transforming how your brain processes reality. Happiness begins with radical ownership, accepting that your emotional state is your responsibility, not your circumstances. Viktor Frankl proved this in concentration camps. Everything can be taken from a man, but one thing, the last of human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances. The E plus R equals O equation captures this. Events plus response equals outcome. We control our responses, not events. Yet we sabotage ourselves through three happiness robbers: complaining, poor me, blaming, it's not my fault, and shame, it's all my fault. These patterns drain energy while perpetuating victimhood. Breaking free requires awareness. Simply noticing when you're playing victim initiates change. The happiest people focus on solutions rather than problems. As Maya Angelou noted, if you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. Don't complain. Complaining resembles worrying. It consumes energy but accomplishes nothing. Your mind generates 60,000 thoughts daily, 95% reruns from yesterday, 80% negative. These automatic negative thoughts trigger real physiological responses in brain regions linked to depression and anxiety. The revolutionary insight: your thoughts aren't always true, yet we automatically believe and react to each one, creating unnecessary suffering. Our brains evolved with negativity bias: Velcro for negative experiences, Teflon for positive ones. When the amygdala triggers fight or flight, stress hormones create chemically supercharged memories that outlast pleasure hormones. Unlike our ancestors who burned off stress chemicals through action, modern stressors leave these chemicals accumulating. Neuroplasticity offers hope. Changing thoughts creates new neural pathways. Positive thinking literally shrinks negative pathways while widening positive ones. The happiest people question their thoughts rather than automatically believing them. Byron Katie's The Work asks four questions. Is it true? Can you absolutely know it's true? How do you react believing that thought? Who would you be without it? They also practice letting troubling thoughts go and deliberately inclining their minds toward joy by finding equally true perspectives that generate better feelings. As the Cherokee grandfather's tale reminds us, the wolf that wins is the one you feed. Your heart generates an electromagnetic field 5,000 times stronger than your brain. Research from the Institute of Heart Math shows emotional states directly affect heart rhythms. Negative emotions create erratic patterns, while positive emotions create smooth, coherent ones. The happiest people have developed three heart habits. First, they focus on gratitude. Rico Provasoli hit rock bottom after divorce, health crisis, and a misdiagnosed brain tumor. A Father's Day card expressing gratitude shifted everything. He developed two practices: daily laughing sessions and repeating, "Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever." Second, they practice forgiveness. Mary Lodge's 18-year-old son Robbie was murdered. During their court-ordered meeting with the killer, she suddenly saw another mother's son and felt compelled to hug him, She said, "I forgive you," discovering that forgiving doesn't mean condoning, but frees you from hatred's poison. Third, they spread loving kindness. CJ Scarlett, debilitated by lupus and scleroderma at 41, began praying for others' happiness. Within a year, her pain vanished and her conditions reversed.
Happiness is physical. Your body produces powerful chemicals, endorphins, serotonin, oxytocin, dopamine, that support well-being. Research shows happy people have 35% lower cold rates and 70% reduced cancer mortality when maintaining humor. The happiest people nourish their bodies properly. Katherine Oxenberg, despite her privileged background as princess and actress, battled bulimia, fibromyalgia, and chronic fatigue. After discovering severe hormonal imbalances, she followed a program of nutritional supplements, bioidentical hormones, and eliminated sugar, dairy, alcohol, and grains. Within weeks, her afternoon slumps disappeared. After 2 months, she felt transformed in body, mind, and spirit. They also energize through movement. Exercise elevates dopamine, serotonin, and norepinephrine, our key happiness chemicals. Studies show exercise often matches medication effectiveness for reducing depression, creating calming effects lasting 4 hours post-workout. Finally, they tune in to body wisdom. Gay Hendricks discovered the magic key of asking his body, "Would this truly feed me?" before eating. This simple practice transformed not just food choices, but guided decisions on exercise, sleep, relationships, and career.
The soul pillar involves connecting to something beyond yourself through quiet reflection. 3 months of daily meditation significantly increases brain activity in the happiness center while reducing anxiety. Buddhist monks' practice calms their amygdala, making them less prone to panic. Goldie Hawn describes her first meditation as consciousness becoming saturated with nothingness, eventually merging into unadulterated bliss. Spiritual connection doesn't require traditional meditation. The pause practice involves pausing 7 times daily to simply be for a minute or two. Elizabeth Gilbert's awakening came during a 3 a.m. breakdown while contemplating divorce. Sobbing in her bathroom, she prayed, "Hello, God. How are you? I'm Liz." Suddenly, stillness replaced her tears. She heard her own voice, perfectly wise and compassionate, saying, "Go back to bed, Liz." This gentle instruction contained profound wisdom. She didn't need immediate answers, just self-care until clarity emerged. The happiest people listen to their inner voice and trust life's unfolding, surrendering rather than forcing outcomes.
Living happily ever after happens daily when you practice these habits. Building your home for happiness through the 7 steps creates inner peace as your life's backdrop. Remember the guiding 3 principles. Whatever expands you makes you happier. The universe supports you. Whatever you appreciate appreciates. Apply them with the secret formula: intention, attention, and no tension. Take baby steps using Kaizen, continual improvement, to bypass your brain's resistance. Create support through buddies, groups, coaches, or mentors. When you're happy for no reason, the world reflects that happiness back. Like the fable where the happy dog saw happy reflections while the unhappy dog saw only unfriendliness. You're transforming yourself and contributing to global shift. Studies show even 1% of a population experiencing greater peace affects entire communities positively. In a world that commodifies joy, we've forgotten the most powerful truth. Happiness isn't earned, achieved, or purchased. It's cultivated from within. Your circumstances don't need to change for profound joy. Start today. Choose one habit. Feed the right wolf. The revolution begins the moment you decide to be happy for no reason at all.